Well, I don't think it has anything to do with me. My record is one of accomplishment and achievement, and I've been praised by both Republicans and Democrats for the work that I've done. I think this is just another breakdown in how the Senate works, and if there's a dispute about how to proceed on a different issue, someone decides to use the blocking mechanism in order to just clog things up. So I think that in the last minute there were some disagreements about the Senate and where it was going to move after it adjourns, and I think I just got caught by that whipsaw and had nothing to do with me. But nonetheless, it's a tragic effect for me and the GPO.
We've seen this kind of thing happen. In fact, I know people who have been appointed and never to get a confirmation hearing. What's it like to have your life semi on hold for that year of recess appointment?
Well, it's not an easy thing, Tom. But you know, the good thing was I had a wonderful place to go every day with a great workforce who deeply appreciated, you know, the efforts that I made to turn the agency around. And so I focused on that for the year and just hoped that by working hard and doing the things that Congress asked me to do, reduce the size of government, reduce costs, and create a better automated atmosphere at GPO, all of which I accomplished in that less than 12-month period, that the other thing would just take care of itself. But you know, now that it's passed, obviously you reflect back and you look, and it is a great disappointment, and it's a discouragement that I agreed to do this. I was drafted. I was asked by the White House to do this job, and so I left my previous employer and came on with the full understanding that I would serve at the pleasure of the president, and that got cut a little short. So it is a great disappointment to me, but you know what? Life goes on, and I'll be fine. I worry about the agency and the employees. I'll be there for a few more weeks, and I've offered to stick around as a volunteer after that in the transition, because we'll have appointed folks running the agency once my term ends.
So does that mean you don't want to fight for it? Why is the fight just sucked out of you?
No, I just don't think there's anything else we can do.
I see.
My term ends when the Senate goes into complete recess, and they're in pro forma now, so I'm still serving. You can only be recess appointed once, and so I don't think there's anything else I can do. If there is, obviously, I would do that. I expect to speak to the White House today to talk about it and see if there's something else they would like to do. But I'm just not aware of that at this point. So I think my options are very limited.
Now, the GPO has been on a course of going digital to a large degree, and this really was set in motion a couple of public printers before you. You've moved it along on your watch. Tell us what the progress has been in your view and where you think the agency is headed.
Well, I think the progress has been phenomenal for a couple of reasons, because we've dealt with some serious, you know, financial issues which were becoming crippling matters for us in terms of investing in capital investment. And we've been able to cut back on some unnecessary expenditures. In fact, we just ended the year with a $5.6 million surplus. At the beginning of the year, the CFO told me that if we continued to burn cash at the rate that it was burning when I arrived, that we would be broke by 2012. And so, you know, listening to him, he advised to me exactly what I needed to do, you know, cut back on unnecessary overtime, cut back on the size and the structure of the workforce. And so we implemented all of that, and it looks like we're going to have, like, in addition to the $5.65 million savings, we're going to have about $30 million in surplus next year because of the cutbacks that we've made. So that money will now be able to be invested in capital investment to make sure that the FDSIS program, which is the centerpiece of our technology, can continue to be, you know, re-architect and restructured so that it will move into the future and be able to accept more and more information on our digital platform. So I think it's a great future. We just released our first mobile app. We're working on more. And we're trying to be proactive for the Congress. We know they want to go paperless, but I'm not sure they know exactly what they want to do. So we're trying to give them some guidance and moving out ahead. And obviously it's their decision which way they go. But we think that if we give them some guidance, that'll help them get there.
We are talking with public printer Bill Borman, who is going to be stepping down, and I wanted to ask about the next step. You had mentioned volunteering, sticking around, kind of helping with that transition. Is there any idea of what that timeline might be or how much time you're willing to devote to that?
Well, I'm looking at a couple of months probably to stick around and help with the transition, and then I'll look at my other options, and you know, maybe there's something else I can do for another organization or for the president. But, you know, I need to finish out this next couple of weeks with the employees. They're going to be very disappointed when I walk in this morning. We've built up a great working relationship. It's probably one of the best labor management relationships in the country, and I know they're all sad that this day has come. They've worked with me very cooperatively to make these difficult changes in order to make the agency, you know, really move into the 21st century. So I want to focus on the next couple of weeks just getting, you know, the place set so that it'll be okay after I leave, and then I'll focus on my own personal things.
Now, GPO has been moving toward the social media world and to the mobile apps world. I think your first mobile app was just launched a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Give us what you'd like, what you hope will continue to happen after you're gone.
Well, we have a team working on the mobile apps, and we did release our first one. It was basically the Congressional Pictorial Directory, where you can go online and you can, you know, go right onto your handheld device or on your iPad and look up members of Congress and have certain statistics about them. Our next step is to make that an even larger app and add bios to that. And then from there, I think the sky's the limit. I mean, we could see us actually having the Congressional Record as an app, so that in addition to having it available on FDSIS as it is now, members could actually access it as an app and much quicker. And so all of that will help Congress move towards a paperless society, and that has been my goal. And had I had the opportunity to serve at least another year or two, which it was my hope, I think I would have been able to put it in a very, very good place. But there's good people there that understand what my vision is and help me, in fact, help me develop that division. And they'll still be there, and they'll still be working on it. GPO is a great place, and it serves the nation well, informing people about what our country does. And, you know, it's the best source of transparency there is. And so I'm confident that they'll continue to do that.
I can't tell just from your comments if you're angry or bitter about this or just resigned to it. You can be as diplomatic or as blunt as you like.
Well, I'm none of the above. I'm disappointed because I really love this job. I really love going into the GPO every day and working for the American citizens to create this vast source of information. So I'm extremely disappointed. But at the same time, I'm extremely proud of the accomplishments that we were able to do in a short time. And so no matter what they may have done to me, I leave knowing that they can't take away that I was the 26th public printer of the United States, and that I could hold my head high and leave there knowing I did the best job I could do. So there's no bitterness. There's a lot of pride and some disappointment.